This is a CBC podcast. It's the story behind the stories on As It Happens. From interviews with world leaders to the wild, weird, and wacky. As It Happens gets the straight goods right from the horse's mouth. Download the podcast at cbc.ca/podcasts.
From Edmonton, from the Horowitz Theatre at the University of Alberta, one of the most comfortable and inconspicuous spots to sleep on campus, it's the Irrelevant Show!
Oh, man, I'm never gonna get through this paperwork.
What's wrong, Todd?
Oh, I'm exhausted, and it's only 11 a.m. I think I need one of those energy drinks.
Think again. Most energy drinks only last 5 hours. Try this.
Whoa, that can is huge.
It should be. It's the new 50-year energy drink. All the energy you need to get through the next 50 years.
Wait, what's in it?
Are you a cop?
What?
You have to tell me if you are.
No.
Then 50-year energy drink is for you.
Yeah, but what happens after 50 years?
You explode.
What?
Into a shower of beautiful fireworks.
Well, here goes nothing. Wow! I feel great! I'm gonna go get this paperwork done, then go ask for a raise, and then run back to the suburbs!
That's the spirit!
50 years later.
Grandpa! Grandpa!
Oh, hey, Jill! Hey, Becky! I finished building that treehouse you wanted. I retiled the roof on your house and wrote a novel explaining why I never really loved your grandmother. Time for me to die!
But, Grandpa!
Oh, it's okay, girls. It's just my time. Bye!
Year energy drink, the only energy drink you'll ever need. Now legal in some countries.
And so, Wolverine, we meet again.
You'll never win, Magneto. Whatever you do to me, I'll recover using my healing factor.
I know. Which is why this ray I have aimed at you will remove your mutant superpowers forever. Toad, fire the ray.
Yes, Master.
Oh, power's fading!
Yes. Yes. And now, Wolverine, without your regenerative healing factor, I shall destroy you.
It doesn't matter.
What do you mean?
I'm Canadian. I'm still covered under our universal healthcare system.
Well, yes, but surely you don't get to pick your own doctor.
Yeah, of course I can, yeah.
So, you're telling me you can just walk into an emergency room and it's paid for?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Well, screw it. I can't fight that. Very well. You win. To me, my brotherhood of evil mutants, we're going home.
I must get out.
Toad wants to live in Canada.
We all do, Toad. We all do.
We could finally get married.
Shh! Toad. Please, Toad, not in front of Wolverine.
Hello, are you a fan? I mean a real fan. A fan that sticks with your team even through long years of misery and heartbreak?
Well, now there's a sports channel just for you. It's called YSN, your sports network. For you, the real long-suffering fan. You'll see highlights of England's World Cup team 1986.
Lineker now with a real chance. Could it be? Could it be? Actually, no. No, they've lost. Right.
Or England's World Cup highlights from 1970.
And now England, Mike. No, actually, they're out. Bugger.
And sensational highlights from England's World Cup run in 1978.
We now join Coronation Street, already in progress.
Also enjoy Blue Jays highlights from 2013.
And that'll do it. The Jays are mathematically eliminated for the 20th straight year.
We haven't forgotten you, Oilers fans.
And so, after yet another promising start, the young Oilers have now lost 18 straight games.
Enjoy the Flames channel.
There's a lot of buzz in the arena tonight about this new kid, just like a young Doug Gilmore, only not fast or talented.
And your Vancouver Canucks.
Wow, this goalie just picked up his 1,000,000th Twitter follower and, oh, just let in his 9th goal tonight.
For basketball fans, we'll take you live to the press conference where the Raptors welcome their number one draft pick.
This is the beginning of an exciting new era for the Raptors.
And the press conference where the Raptors announced they couldn't afford to keep their number one draft pick.
Look, this isn't what we... Okay, look, the good news is we're going to be terrible this year, but next year we'll get a great draft pick.
All the pain, all the rage, all the sickening sadness of a real Canadian sports fan. Call your cable company to add YSN to your cable package today.
Oh, hi. I'll have a grande soy latte, please.
Hey! Hey, same!
What?
We have the same ringtone.
Oh, really? The Hyper Mario theme song?
Yeah, Mario. Awesome! So you want to get out of here?
Pardon?
Well, yeah, you know, ringtone twins. You know, should we, you know, go for a walk or something? Or...
Excuse me.
Well, yeah, you know, let's go somewhere romantic and quiet. We can do, you know, kissy type stuff, you know? Talk about kissing, actual kissing, you know, stuff like that.
No, thanks. Yeah, I'm okay. I'll just keep drinking this coffee.
What, we're just going to act like we don't have the same ringtone? Like we don't have anything in common? We have the same ringtone. Listen. And you don't feel that? It's beautiful. This is our ringtone. We're soulmates.
Yeah, I just like Hyper Mario Brothers.
Really? Because if you're not looking to make a connection with people, maybe you shouldn't have a custom ringtone, okay? Out of all the ringtones of all the cells in all the world, yours matches mine, and that makes me the bad guy? We don't even know each other's names. We just met, we have the same ringtone, and I'm the bad guy?
Can you leave me alone, please?
Oh, yeah, okay, sure, I'll leave. But let's just pretend for a second that my phone rang first, huh? You'd have just let me walk away? You're willing to throw away all this? Your phone called out to me.
No, my boyfriend called me.
Wow. Okay. Wow. You have a boyfriend? Does he know you have a custom ringtone?
Yes, he's heard it.
Okay. Must be a pretty secure dude. Listen, if you're not looking to find a soulmate, maybe you should go back to one of those default rings, okay? It's common knowledge that if you use a default ringtone, it means you're taken. It's practically the same as a wedding ring.
It's nothing like a wedding ring.
It has the word ring right in there. Oh, this is just classic me, you know? You know, I've been listening everywhere for someone like you, and now, you know what you are? You're a ring tease.
I am not a ring tease.
Oh, yes, you are.
Huh? How come you have your ringtone so loud?
So I can hear it.
Oh, yeah, that checks out. Oh, that's what this is about. So you can hear it. All right.
Yeah, look, I'm sorry. We're not... Is that you or me?
Right, huh? Do you see how much fun this could be?
Yeah, it's coming from that girl over there.
What?
Huh? Oh, hey. Hey, you. I have the same ringtone as you.
Seriously? That's amazing! Marry me!
See? Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm gonna go marry that girl because she gets it.
You're listening to The Irrelevant Show on CBC Radio 1 and Sirius XM, coming to you today from the Horowitz Theatre at the University of Alberta in Edmonton.
If you're in the Edmonton area on Friday, February 21st, come see us record two new shows at the lovely Arden Theatre in St. Albert.
Now, if you live in Toronto and you're working in Minnesota, you can always fly in to see our show. Like super listener Ruben Lawrence did tonight.
Or you may be thinking, hey, I'm no Ruben Lawrence. I'm just a mere mortal who lives in Canada's largest city. What can I do?
Don't worry, person who's not Ruben Lawrence. We're coming to Toronto!
We'll be taking part in the Toronto Sketch Comedy Festival. We're recording an evening of all-new comedy Wednesday, March the 12th at the Randolph Theatre. For ticket information, go to torontosketchfest.com.
For free podcasts of The Irrelevant Show, either individual sketches or whole episodes, go to iTunes or our website, cbc.ca/irrelevantshow or cbc.ca/irrelevance. How? If you have a comment about the show, send us an email. Our address is irrelevant@cbc.ca. We'll read your comments and take them super personally.
Today's episode of The Irrelevant Show is brought to you by Garden Gnomes. When your garden is lush and beautiful, but you just want it to be a little more creepy, Garden Gnomes.
And now, please welcome today's musical guests, Jocelyn Ulf and Thomas Brabick.
The music's calling us to get on the floor. Jennifer Lopez says to tear up the floor. Usher's telling us to get it on the floor. Eminem just threw up on the floor. Yet the sweat and Benjamins, undies and booze. Hold up! It looks like someone let the dogs out on the floor. After every party, it's crusty with Bacardi. Hold up! I just have one question.
Who's gonna clean that floor? Sure, everyone has a great time throwing glitter, but guess what? That glitter gets right down into the cracks, and there's no vacuum attachment for that. So guess who's on their knees picking it up by hand? Yeah, fun times.
Look at Britney getting nasty on the floor. Hannah Montana won't stop working on the floor. Chaos spilled his old crap bucket on the floor. I don't wanna think about what's living on the floor. I'm sure there's bacterial and venereal disease absolutely teeming on that floor. Drugs and fluid, germs and hair. Hold up, I just have one question.
Who's gonna clean that floor? It's me, again. My name is Pamela. I'm the day manager, and when yet another custodian quits, it's all up to yours truly to clean this mess up. But I can tell you, I've learned a few tricks. First I use the Roomba, two different kinds of Brooma. Then go in and defuma the stalls and the bathroom.
I bring out the Lysol and mop around the bar, y'all. 2 hours peeling fresh gum and I'm only halfway done. I gotta scrape up the jam they pumped up off the floor. Baking powder lifts that blood right off the floor. SOS pads get the barf off the floor. Bounce with a bounce, bounce will make things smell nice on the floor. Trash and chicken wings, urine and beer. What's this? Look here, I just found Lindsay Lohan on the floor. Quarters and press-on nails, bras and bling. Hold up, you know the answer to the question.
Who's gonna clean that floor?
Why, Pamela is. Thanks, Pamela. We really appreciate the job you're doing. If it wasn't for you, we'd be standing ankle-deep in party sludge.
Some nights, there isn't enough Febreze in the world. Pamela out. Of rags.
And welcome to Advice Grip. I'm your host, Sandra Bentworth McCauley, psychologist and advice columnist.
And I'm Ted McCauley Bentworth, advice columnist and psychologist.
Whatever your problem, whatever your issue, we are here to listen and to help.
Great point. I would just add to that that we are here to help and to listen. Whatever sort of problem you're having in your life.
Almost word for word what I just said. Let's get to the phones. Line one, you're on Advice Grip.
Hi. This is Mick.
Hi, Mitch.
I got this neighbor who has this tree that is clearly crossing into my property. It's hanging way over into my yard, and, you know, they refuse to do anything about it. So I'm wondering, what should I do?
Matt, if you've already asked them to do something and they haven't, then you need to go over there and cut those branches. We all overthink things, Mike. We have to get out of our heads. Sometimes you just have to take action, Martin.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, I'm gonna go. I'm doing that right now.
Good call. Great start.
Next caller is Anne.
Anna, actually.
Hi, Andy.
Hi, it's Anna.
Go on, Amanda.
So I have this a beautiful tree in my yard that my grandmother planted before she passed, and my neighbor says that it's growing on his side, but it isn't, and now it looks like he's coming over to cut off the branches. I'm pretty sure that's illegal. What should I do?
Well, Annabelle.
Anna.
You can't allow this to happen. This is literally your family tree. If you can't fight for this, then what is there to fight for?
Wow! You're right! I just didn't see it before! Thanks!
No problem, Anbo. Another satisfied customer.
A lot of calls about trees today. Next caller.
Oh, hi. I'm, my name isn't important. I just called a few minutes ago. You guys told me I should cut the branches of a tree that was spilling into my yard. Yeah, well, my neighbor's out there now, and she won't get out of the way. Should I,
Back down?
I think you should...
Not back down. You're taking a stand on principle. You can't just give in. It's like if someone keeps eating the food you left in a clearly marked Tupperware in the fridge, and you asked and you asked and you asked, but they keep taking your damn Tupperware. Now, what are you supposed to do? You give them a taste of their own medicine, right there, Marvin. At some point, it comes about your honor.
Okay, yeah, you're right. Thanks.
Next caller.
He's coming at the tree with an axe, and he says he's not going to let me stop him.
What do you think your grandmother would say about that?
Oh, I don't know.
I do. She'd say you are the wronged party here. There's no proof you touched anyone's Tupperware. And until there is proof, you're crossing the line, mister, and there will be consequences.
Yeah, I'm not sure I understand.
You have an axe?
Yeah.
Get out there and start chopping down his tree.
Okay.
Line one.
Yeah, she's got an axe.
She's bluffing, Mortimer. Don't back down.
He's not backing down.
He's a bully. Bullies only understand one thing. You take him down, Andrea. You take him down.
For the Tupperware, Merle, for justice.
Justice!
Show him what happens when you cross a strong woman, Angie.
This will not stand.
Oh, call on line three.
Yeah,
Hi, this is Officer Cambridge, Metro PD.
Ambulance catalog, go ahead.
What? Anyway, did you advise two individuals to start an axe duel in their backyards over trees that actually belong to the city?
Drawing a blank there.
You sure you have the right show?
You're going to need to come in for questioning.
Should we bring the Tupperware?
What?
Look, this is a point of principle. You want us? You better come down here and get us.
Blue team, take the door.
Well, it looks like that's it for us. No!
Join us next week. Till then, don't take no...
Get out of your head!
The trees are down. They're all down. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? What do you think we should do?
Well, I don't know. What do you think we should do?
I don't know. This is kind of awkward.
Hey, man. Nice shoes.
Huh? Oh, yeah, they're the new Nikes.
Yeah, I know. I got the same ones.
Oh, yeah. So you do.
So you want to get out of here?
What's more boring than the same old droning voice on your GPS?
Turn left in 200 meters.
We've all had about enough of her, right? The Irrelevant Show proudly presents the next step in GPS voice options. You can choose from a menu of famous voices and also choose the activity that they're preoccupied with while they give you directions. It's Preoccupied Famous Characters GPS. You'll hear Darth Vader reorganizing his kitchen drawer.
In 400 meters, turn right. Oh, there's that receipt. I did have it. Turn right here and... Oh, great. I just bought batteries and I had some the whole time.
There's also Arnold Schwarzenegger tunes a guitar. Joan Cusack bites into an onion. And Gilbert Gottfried isn't sure he should buy those apples.
Just drive straight for a while. Is this too firm? I think it's supposed to be more red than this. In 1 mile, take Chandler Road. Can you Google what a ripe apple looks like? I feel like it should be redder than this. You should turn soon.
Get to your destination in style with Julie Andrews tries to figure out Windows 8. Ellen DeGeneres wishes she had white wine instead of red. And for science fiction fans, Captain Kirk buys slacks.
Get into the left lane. I like the fit of these. I'm just concerned they're a little too tight. Left at the lights. Left again at the boulevard. How do they look from the back? I just can't tell. I just can't tell.
SpongeBob SquarePants teaches Squidward to drive.
Take Highway 4. No, not you. You pull out into traffic. Shoulder check. No, not you. You carry on for 200 meters. Now merge carefully, carefully. Just carry on until the four-way stop. Watch the truck. Did you see the truck? Are you blind and deaf? No, not you. You? Now turn left and carry on. Did I say pull out?
And Mickey Mouse getting evicted.
All right, so your trip is going to take about 20 minutes. You start by driving straight down the road and you turn... Oh, who is it? Yeah? Oh, really? My check bounced. Oh, wait, turn right. Turn right here, yeah. Yeah, just drive 3 kilometers. Wow. Well, how long do we have? Oh, stay left. No, where am I supposed to go? All right, well, hang it right up Pine Street. I guess we could crash at my sister's place for a bit. I don't know. It's just a lot to deal with right now. And Oh, no. You need to make a left turn back there. Sorry, you're going to have to pull a U-ey and then go right. And it's going to be okay. It's all going to be okay. Things will work out. Just to sell Pluto, I guess.
Preoccupied Famous Characters GPS. Get yours today.
Been listening to The Irrelevant Show, starring
Kathy Durkach,
Neil Gron,
Mark Meir,
Jana O'Connor,
and Donovan Workin.
Live music by Jocelyn Alt, Thomas Brabant, and our musical maestro, Jan Randall. Live sound effects by Dave Clark, with special thanks to Eric Wagers. Sketches were written by Ian Boothby, Peter Brown, Niall Sagan, Peter Carlone, Sam Mullins and Chris Wilson, and head writer Neil Gron. The show is recorded by Corey Haberstock and edited by Ray Buxton. I see Corey's family is here. The Irrelevant Show was produced and directed by Peter Brown and recorded before a live audience, including super listener Ruben Lawrence at the Horowitz Theater at the University of Alberta in Edmonton.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.